All right. So I said one of the cautionary tales I'm going to say about this is that even though I am optimistic this team will make the playoffs, and I'm not living inning by inning or game by game with this team, I go more series to series because I think it's important that you keep the perspective there that winning 2 out of 3 is the goal. You know, sweeping is not the goal. 2 out of 3, keep moving along. Keep playing better baseball than the others are playing. 2 out of 3 baseball is great baseball if you can do that. So was I shook by the White Sox series a little bit, but not as much as you were, not as much as to the point where I'm it's a getting off point for me. Where I am concerned is that you look ahead at the schedule. They've got the game against Pittsburgh today, and then they've got 3 more over the weekend at Kansas City before they return home on Monday. And then things get tough. They've got a 6-game homestand, and it starts with Tampa Bay, and then the Dodgers come to town. So that's 6 tough games. And then they leave to play on August 31st, 3 games at Minnesota, and then it's 4 games against the Guardians, including a doubleheader on Friday. So that's another 7-game road trip they're going to have. And then they return home on Labor Day to take on Minnesota again for 3 more games. So that's a bit of a gauntlet when you're looking at a 13-game stretch there against teams that, you know, you've got obviously out of division, out of league, tough teams like Tampa and the Dodgers. And then you've got in division games against teams that you are competing with that you're all the same record, basically, with Minnesota and Cleveland. It's not easy. And when all that is said and done, it's going to be September 9th. I think at that point, you should have a pretty good idea where this team is. Either they're going to be same spot where they're at right now, just a game out of that, you know, wild card spot. Maybe they're in the wild card spot. Maybe it's up to 2 games out. They'll still have a chance. Or they're going to find themselves a good distance out of it because they've just lost too much. In that, I don't think we're going to look at it the other way and say, oh, look what they've done. They solidified themselves. Now they've got a little bit of a cushion. And I don't think that's going to be the case. I think it's going to be a tough stretch of games. And that's why I think today's game is so important. The games at Kansas City this weekend are vitally important because it's the Kansas City series before that threw me. It was that 4-game series that they split when KC did not have Bobby Witt Jr. and the Tigers couldn't win 3 out of 4 against a team that was without its heart and soul. And that's when I had dropped them. Not dropped them from the year, but that solidified the point that I said, you got to sell. You got to trade. Absolutely, your trading school, which I thought all along. But you got to now go ahead, trade Casey Mize. Don't have a problem with it. In fact, trade Gleyber Torres if you can. Finnegan if you can. Let's go ahead and sell those, trade those guys. And I still wanted them to go out and buy some bullpen arms that were under team control for years, so that wouldn't make sense if these players were available, and there were a couple guys who were available. They didn't go that route, whatever. But Kansas City, in the back of my mind, is one of these teams, like, you got to do it.
Right. No Bobby Witt, right?
And now you're gonna have them on the road, but you're getting into the end of August here. It's getting to must-win time.
I was at that last Kansas City game. That was a punning point to me. The next series against the Orioles, the blown 7-0 lead, that was a punning point. You've got 5 series here. You got to win 3 of the next 5 series. You can't get swept in any of them. And if we define being still in it as being within 2 games at the end of this, will they still be in it after the end? I lean no.
248-539-9797, the telephone number, same number to text if you want to get to us that way. Let's go to Fred in West Bloomfield. Fred, welcome to 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
All right, Fred.
The Tigers, you know what? You take them with a grain of salt, and they're probably about the same spot they were in before the White Sox series. They actually gained the game on them since they got swept by them, you know. So I mean, it's the Tigers are the Tigers. If they get hot, you better watch out for them. If they don't, they're probably not going to make the playoffs. They're probably going to, you know, lose a bunch of games and be done. You know, so this team is not a team that you can, you know, really figure out, and you just take them for however they're playing at that moment, you know. And, you know, they come back, who'd have thought, after beating Cleveland and winning that series, they come back and get swept by the White Sox. I didn't think they were going to get swept. I thought they would probably win 2 out of 3. But You know, you just take them for however they're playing. If they, like I said, they get hot, they can cause some trouble if they make the playoffs. But I really don't know, because you just mentioned that tough schedule that's ahead of them, the Dodgers and all those guys, Tampa Bay. They're going to struggle, I think, you know, and I think that's going to be the deciding factor with the season, you know, that stretch of games against those tough teams. So I just, you know, hey, you know, it is what it is, and if they win, I'm all for them. I'm a Tiger fan, but I'm not expecting anything from them.
All right, thanks a lot, Fred. Yeah, it's going to be tough, and looking ahead at the White Sox schedule, what they have left, they've lost two in a row to the Cubs. They play the Cubs this afternoon for the final game of that series. They have a game tomorrow against Atlanta that's a makeup game. And then their schedule is lighter than what the Tigers is. They've got three against the Mets, three against Texas. All those are at home. Don't know what, I mean, Texas doesn't seem like it's a team that's really fighting there. Then they're at Minnesota and at Houston. And it's a total of seven games on that road trip, four of them at Houston. That could be telling for the White Sox, right? How good are the White Sox? Because you know, you got Minnesota who's chasing them, and then you've got Houston who is fighting to stay on top and keep their division status alive in the AL West. And then they come home and play three against Minnesota as well. So in that same stretch, it looks like the White Sox have the easier schedule, and yet they're still going to play some tough games against teams that are really still in this dogfight. And this is where I'd say, and I thought it was going to matter going into the series against Chicago last weekend, that experience was going to matter. I thought the White Sox, being an inexperienced team, a young team with a new manager, thought that this was going to be tough for them, and yet they prevailed. They took it to the Tigers, who are also a very young team, but have a much more experienced manager. So it's baseball. I love baseball. This is one of the reasons I love it, and why I love the 162 game schedule, because it is so long, but it matters. I mean, here we're it's the middle of August, and it matters. Everything still matters. For years, we begged to have meaningful games in September.
Well, we got to raise the bar around here. I got to tell you this: five easiest schedules the rest of the way in MLB. This makes you cringe as a Tigers fan. Minnesota, Chicago, Toronto, Seattle, and Cleveland. Oh, boy. There's exactly one team that you're chasing that has a harder schedule than you do. Detroit's right around middle of the pack difficulty. It's Texas. And that's it. So you've got a tough road to hoe. Those 16 games that you mentioned, you got to go 9-7, in my opinion, in those 16 games. You got to have post a winning record in those 16 games to still, in my opinion, be in it the rest of the way.
I'm not going to disagree with that. I think as long as you have a winning record over a stretch like that, that you should be probably at least in this same position you're in now, before things lighten up a little bit. They've got games against Colorado. It really doesn't lighten up, man. Their schedule is not easy. Like Colorado, at Toronto, at the White Sox, home against Washington, a home against Pittsburgh to finish up the this season. It's not easy, but that's why, again, I think baseball is fun, because it's not supposed to be easy. Matt is on a sell. Matt, welcome to 97.1. Hey, Matt.
Yo, what's up, Gator? What's up, Mark? So, for me, the Tigers team, if I'm like a teeter-totter, because I buy in, then I buy out, and then I, you know, it's back and forth. I do think that they'll make the playoffs. I'm not, you know, I don't have any big expectations. And then, Mark, the five teams you named with the easiest schedules, Seattle I'm not really worried about.
Fair.
Since they got blown out last night 22-0. Yeah, I watched that game. That game was crazy. The Seattle
1-0 in the fifth inning. It was 1-0 in the fifth inning.
And then, yeah, the last four innings, 21 runs came in. So I don't know what they were doing. But yeah, I buy in and buy back out. Right now I'm at my buyout stage. I'm like, all right, well, I'm giving up. But I'm sure at some point in the future I'll buy back in, because like I said, I do think they'll make the playoffs. But my expectations for them to, you know, do the World Series is almost non-existent. But it is just fun to watch them play.
Yeah, it's and thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Matt. A lot of work to be done. It's not going to be easy, and frankly, if you're going to make the playoffs, you should have to earn your way in there. We've seen this team back into it like they did last year. Frankly, in 2006, when they went to the World Series, they backed into the playoffs at the end of that season. They didn't win the division because they just kept losing towards the end there, but they were guaranteed a playoff spot. But then it just matters being in the playoffs, because even though that team backed in 06, they went to the World Series. Even though the team backed in last year, they made it to damn near got to the ALCS. You know, one run away from doing that in a fifth game against Seattle. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. Same number to text if you'd like to get through that way as well. Other questions about this team. Do they have stars? Mark heard something, perked his ears up. I go, oh, I'm sorry, what did you say? Thought it was very interesting. And I have a question also about the youth on this team. Buying or selling? We'll talk about it next year, 97.1.